If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Wow, this is kind of amazing. I'm watching a guy on a jetpack flying with an airplane, a commercial airplane, at... Wow, 1.2 kilometers at 315 km. I don't know what all that means. But dude is flying with a jet next to him. Holy crap, that is amazing. America. It might not even be American. I don't know. 713-780-3776 is the number. Okay, if I told you Desmond Ridder is in New York for the Heisman. For the Heisman ceremony. What about Desmond Ridder? That we never talk about him. Desmond Ridder.
Not a pro quarterback.
And Cincinnati in the playoff.
Oh, I thought you were asking for Texans. Don't bring that Desmond Ridder stuff in here. Cincinnati in the playoff. So I was looking at the list of teams, the odds. It's hard to find. They still got Oklahoma, like it goes Alabama, Georgia, and then everybody else. Clemson's like plus 900. So here's what it looks like: Clemson, Oklahoma. Do you have the list in front of you?
No.
They sent out the latest list. I'll pull it up right now. You know the team that I think Cincinnati's an interesting one. I just don't know if they can get into the tournament.
I do. I think they can this year because look at national championship odds. Look at the teams that are already by the wayside. Ohio State and Clemson are pretty much by the wayside.
But they're
Oklahoma's
not, but they're not.
Playing. But they are, because Clemson can't get in, not the way that they played again last week, and not with.
But
the,
what if
the
they went out?
Not their schedule. It doesn't
what
matter.
If they went out?
Their schedule is crap.
But other teams have to win too, because typical Ohio State and Oklahoma. Those are the usual suspects. Do they look like they deserve to be there?
Cincinnati has a week off, and then they go to Notre Dame. They go to Notre Dame and win that football game, that's a better win than Clemson will have all year.
Here you have it. Tell me who you like. Alabama plus 140, Georgia plus 225. Big favorites. Then it goes 9-1. Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. You know what? They are all 9-1 because they're the usual suspects in the playoffs, and none of them look anything like they usually look. Oregon is 15-1. That's an interesting squad, because if they can beat UCLA – pretty sure they're on the schedule. If they beat UCLA, that's a good win for them. At least right now, it looks like.
Well, no, and they've got a win against Ohio State.
They got a great win against
Ohio
State.
No, they're good. They're in.
So if they win.
If they win out.
Yeah. A&M 22-1. They don't look like a good play right now.
I got A&M 15.
Okay, I got them at 22. Do you like
them? To win the national championship.
This is to win a national championship.
Yeah, I got them at 15.
Do you like A&M at 22?
No.
100 to win 22?
No.
I don't either. They don't look like a playoff
team. I don't like
A&M
this week.
Penn State doesn't have enough. They're 2,200. Michigan 3,500, I think, is a kind of an interesting play.
Man, you way different odds than I got. Michigan plus 5,000.
Okay, this is yours is my bookie.
My bookie.
Well, that's an example of how different it can be. Notre Dame plus 4,500. Iowa plus 4,500. Cincinnati plus 4,500.
I've got Cincinnati plus 10,000.
Well, then that's the play.
So 100-1.
And Florida 6,000. Now, the team that I think is the long shot, where do you have Ole Miss?
Ole Miss is not.
You'll find it, Mississippi. See if they haven't listed it. Mississippi or Ole Miss, see which one they haven't listed as.
I don't see them on my list. Minnesota, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, they're ahead. They're above there. Keep looking upwards.
Yeah. Michigan, I don't even
just
have.
Just do a control F.
I don't have Mississippi on my list.
Yeah, they got to be. Keep scrolling up. You missed them.
Yeah, I have Missouri.
hit Control F and just type in Mississippi. They'll pop up there because that's the team. They have an offense that is a juggernaut. Like, they have a really dangerous offense. And if you can get in a shootout with Alabama, maybe you got a shot. Because Bill O'Brien sometimes is just... Bill O'Brien sometimes just isn't going to be able to do it.
My bookie doesn't even have him on there. They have Mississippi State, and they don't have Ole Miss.
They don't have Ole Miss anywhere?
Nowhere. Oh, plus 9,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus 9,000? I don't. That's not high enough. It's not even close. It's not even close. That's not. Oh, they got Ole Miss. They don't have Mississippi.
It's 90-1.
It's, yeah. That's not even close enough. They got to go through Alabama and Georgia.
And if they do, they're the favorites to win it all.
Well, now, if you want to know
that's
the truth,
90-1.
They're going to be huge underdogs against Alabama, and that's the kind of game that's the kind of team that could beat Alabama.
$50 would win you $4,500. It's not worth the $50 scratchy for a team that can hit the 40s on a regular basis, who plays up-tempo really fast, who has Matt Corral, a good running back, two really good wide receivers. I think it's the kind of scratchy that I'm looking for. I look at these other teams, I don't see value.
The only value is Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah,
to win the national title.
You're throwing money away on a lot. But what I'm looking for is a team that does something really well, and that's a team that does offense really, really well.
But I like them in one game in that scenario. I like them maybe against Alabama. And as a matter of fact, I'll take them against Alabama, but not to win the national title.
If you can beat Alabama, you can win a national title.
No, that doesn't necessarily mean you could beat them that one day. I don't know that you can sustain it over. Through the SEC and then into the playoff. I just don't think.
Look at the teams who've beaten Alabama. You had, like, Johnny's team finished, what, number 4 in the nation that year? You had Joe Burrow doing it, national champion. Not a lot of teams beat Alabama. I'm trying to think of the other teams. Like, who else has beaten Alabama in a regular season over the last 4 years? There's more teams than that, not the Aggies.
No, but Ole Miss has played them close. They had a big lead on them, and Alabama came back.
They've played them tough.
Yeah.
Florida played them pretty tough. The Bill O'Brien factor, I just can't get it out of my mind. Watching him take an offense that looked that good that early and grind them to a halt, I just can't stop thinking about that. But none of the usual suspects, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State, I just – can't see those teams cranking it up enough. But remember, once you get in the playoffs, you may only have to do it one time.
Yeah, I don't know.
And who is going to keep Clemson out of winning the ACC?
Clemson did already.
How?
Scoring 14 against Georgia Tech. Losing to who'd they lose to?
They lost to Georgia. Georgia's the number 2 team, but
yeah,
ultimately,
and they scored 3 points.
But Georgia barely scored either. What happens when Clemson starts scoring? Like, who do you have in the ACC that's going to win the conference ahead of them?
No, nobody's going to win the conference ahead of them. I think Clemson fatigue, and Clemson with the season that they're having won't get in.
We have Ohio State fatigue too.
Yeah, and they're out too.
But somebody's got to be in, and you got to win. You got to keep winning. I don't know that the Cincinnati team I saw against, now is impressive second half, but I don't know that the team I saw against Indiana looked like they belong in the playoffs.
Indiana's a fine team.
No, I respect Indiana. Let me tell you something. Indiana got up 14-0, and Cincinnati covered. Respect to Cincinnati.
Respect.
Trust me.
Much respect.
Respect to Cincinnati for the cover.
Absolutely. 9-11 ESPN 97.5. Well, we'll talk to RJ about that on the bottom of the hour. And that better, who had a possibility of winning $726,000 with his 16-team parlay. But right now, we're taking a break, and we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about them visiting your home. Lance, we promoted this.
Yeah.
So
it's time
let's
to pay
talk
off.
About it now. You had a plumbing issue. Your wife called and said, "Do you know who my husband is?" Mm-hmm. And they said, "No."
And she said, "Okay, bye." I'm so embarrassed. Why did you say? I said, "Well, did you ask Mary?" Billy said, "Sometimes Mary gets confused." And so anyway, Aqueduct did come out. They did come out to the house. They came out before they said they were going to even. They got there in really good time. And they got it taken care of. It was like no fuss, no mess. They got it done. Got the thing. We thought it was going to be a much longer process for the clogged drain, but, you know, leaky faucets, piping, repiping that needs to be done. The great thing is, John, you can trust this company. And when they come out, they don't charge you a fee. that they say, well, this is the fee, and only we'll only erase that if you use us for your service. They're coming out there, and they're going to tell you what's going on.
Oh, yeah. TheBenchPlumbing.com. TheBenchPlumbing.com. They're awesome. You will love them. You will love that they are going to come out for free. They can do any kind of work. They had a small job at Lance's house. They could have a big job. It doesn't matter. If you can hear us, they will get there. TheBenchPlumbingCompany.com. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're at your disposal.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, RJ Bell, bottom of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He and Lance will talk about the games this weekend. So we got that going for us, which is nice. We also have the Astros last night with the 10-5 win. Urquidy looked good for five, gave up a run. He got tired in the sixth, and that's something that Dusty he talked about. Urquidy was coming off COVID, right? He had to spend time. He was out for a while. He's got to build himself back up.
Well, usually when you start hanging stuff, you know, over and over, then that's one of the first signs of fatigue. But like I said, we were trying to build his endurance up, especially with the lead that we had. You know, we tried to get him in the seventh because we're going to need him, you know, possibly to take us into the seventh. So we were, you know, that was going to be his last inning anyway, because we were trying to take him to 85, 90 pitches. I think he went 70 pitches last time, and 70 pitches the time before that. So we still got to, you know, work on his endurance up.
It's kind of a big deal. He did tire out. He gave up the runs in the sixth, gave up home runs. He's a guy I think I like, you know, I really like what I see early on out of him lately. And it's just that he's got to build that back up. Now, or you've got a plan with Urquidy-Odorizzi combination in the postseason, an Urquidy Garcia combination. You're going to need a Greinke someone combination, but that's not such a bad thing. The Astros got away with it last year. It would work pretty damn good with Javier coming in.
It did, but Javier was a guy who was pitching really well then. I don't know. Do you have one of those guys?
Well, Odorizzi, before he went down, was pitching well in his first two times through
down.
The lineup.
Yeah, and he's going to be super pissed off because he's not going to reach his... Is he getting to 100 innings?
I don't know. It's a shame.
He's got literally a $500,000 bonus.
And they were pulling him with
for 100 innings.
One run.
They pulled him. It was how many pitches was it? Like 66?
Yeah.
And then his very next start, after he read everyone the Riot Act, he hurts his foot covering first base, and now he can't pitch. I'm like, my God, he's going to lose $500,000. That's like having the Lions as your last leg of your 16-team parlay.
Yeah. Oh,
well. He literally had...
If they're a nice organization, they'll give him that bonus.
Nah, you don't get it. No, he gets nothing.
Screw you.
Yes, you should have pitched better earlier in the season. That's what they could say.
You shouldn't have sucked.
I mean, how about 100? He was looking at 110 innings like, I think I got a shot to get 110 innings. And they're like, oh, really? Watch this.
What? Pull him in the fourth.
Hold my rosin bag.
Pull him in the fourth with a one-hitter. Sorry, we've seen enough.
What? And then the next game he hurts us. He's like, fine, I'll just go get my $500,000 bag. Huh. Not so fast. Last game of the year, you know it would be a nice touch? Last game of the year, let him get there.
Yeah.
Keep him healthy and then let him get there. I'm being serious.
And then keep him off the
That's
playoff
a 500,000.
We gave you 500,000. No, hey, we don't need you on the playoff
roster. All
right,
now beat it. Here's your 500 G's. Now get lost. You may not want to say get lost so fast if Christian Javier keeps giving up runs. Five of his last six outings, he's given up a run. He's given up five home runs in his last six games. Not great. Although, you know, Urquidy was okay. He just scuffled in the sixth was the main thing. I mean, that was his biggest problem yesterday.
He was really good before then.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good before then. I don't feel like you have it locked down at the back end. Presley, Stanek, Graveman, I mean, I wish I felt like they were a lockdown combination, but I thought Yimi would be there. That hasn't materialized. You still are going into the postseason with the same concerns that you have from your bullpen every year. Like, well, we know we've got some arms.
But add Garcia to the mix and Odorizzi to the mix, you're better. You're better.
You mean if you knock Garcia out of the rotation, go to a three-man?
Because I've come to the realization that they're not going to leave Greinke off the postseason roster. They're just not.
No. They're not going to leave him off the post.
Roster. You can't start him, and you can't. I mean, you can't. You can't bring him out of the bullpen.
No. But you have Fromber. You're talking about if you go three-man.
Yeah. No. You're going four-man. Urquidy would be the fourth.
Well, you think Urquidy goes before Garcia?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. I think Garcia might be built better to go to the bullpen, which would make that. And he could be your Christian Javier this year.
Why are you throwing Garcia out?
I think
he's got World Series experience.
He's better. Garcia's better suited for the bullpen. He's better suited to come in that Christian Javier role this year, where Greinke falters in the third inning. Bring him in. Let's go.
I think you could say the same thing about Urquidy. I don't know why you couldn't say the same thing about him. Either one, I'd feel good being in a bullpen. I think that's a plus. You finally get a plus arm in the bullpen. But every year you have arms, and then and people start pointing to ERAs, and they'll point to different numbers telling you the Astros bullpen is good. Every year, isn't it? Astros Twitter always tells you the bullpen's fine. And then every year in the playoffs, the Astros bullpen sucks.
Yeah.
Every single year, other than starters turn bullpen guys, the bullpen just sucks. It's like all the freaking time. You just can't get away from it. And I'm worried about that again this year. I just don't feel like they're locked in with their bullpen.
No, it's going to be a problem. It's always this problem. There's no question. They're not as good. They're just not as good. It's not Tampa's. Now, you also look at who you're facing, too. And one of the reasons Urquidy would be in the rotation for me is his last outing against Tampa. He pitched seven.
Oh, yeah.
Seven, four hits, no runs, five strikeouts, one walk. And he only threw 91 pitches in seven innings. That pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. So against the White Sox, seven innings, two earned runs, four hits. The last time he faced the White Sox, pretty damn good. So I'm looking at him as a guy who can pitch against these better teams, and I know what I've got. I got Urquidy. Now, is it the Urquidy before COVID, or is it the Urquidy after COVID? I mean, dude took 2 months off. He was off for 2 months this season. He pitched June 29th, and he didn't pitch again until September 3rd. So that was a long time Urquidy wasn't here. But you know what? He seems to be fine. Hopefully he's rounding back into form, especially early on. All right.
It's good enough. I've seen enough to know that. I mean, I think he'll get another start. I mean, I think he's getting his pitch count up. I'm okay with Urquidy. I still wouldn't be shocked if Urquidy is in a bullpen and Garcia is a starter. But here's the thing. Garcia has also – this is deep for him. He's put a lot of innings in for him. So I wonder if there's two schools of thought, I guess. Maybe the Astros say, we think he's put a lot of innings in and we want to move him to the bullpen. Or maybe they say, he's put a lot of innings in and he's young. Let's not change things up on him. We think Urquidy is more like, with his experience, he's more apt to be able to swing between bullpen or starter because he's been there, done that. He's an experienced major leaguer. We're not sure if Garcia can do it. Maybe they would think that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Garcia would get in ahead of Urquidy. And the long shot would be Urquidy in and Greinke out. But I don't think they're going
to
do that to
Greinke. I don't think they're doing that to Greinke. I'm resigned to the fact that Greinke's. Let's take a break here. RJ Bell is going to be on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What we're talking about right now, Pete's Fine Meats. We're talking about who sent out the picture of the pork chops, the thick cut.
Oh, that was Dustin.
Yeah. I mean, they just looked so – I'm a big pork chop fan. I'm a big pork rib fan. You know what? If you're looking for great – I don't care what it is. His steaks are – Michael's steaks are unbelievable. They're so good. You can get the Kobe. You can get the Wagyu. You can get just the prime, whatever it is that you're looking for in a steak, but Michael's got it. He's got the tomahawk as well that just is looks fantastic. Looks fantastic. I'm going to have to get one of those. And if you're looking, I mean, it looks like a giant brontosaurus burger. That's what it looks like. But you know what? You're going to love it. The meat is so tender. He is wonderful. Their burgers are second to none. He's got all of the fixings outside of it as well with the shrimp Diablo and the jalapeno shrimp and everything else you can make as well. You can pick one of those up, trust me. Throw it on the grill with your steaks, and that's a great appetizer, or while you're eating your steak, that as well. Everything you could possibly want. His hamburgers that you can go and eat there for lunch, fantastic as well. There is nothing bad. We'd go tell Michael you heard it right here. Have him put together a tailgate package for you. You're looking for meat? It's Pete's Fine Meats, Richmond and Chimney Rock. Pete's Fine Meats.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
TGS Insurance makes it so easy for you to get a low rate on your homeowner's insurance. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323. And you are going to see A-rated insurance companies fighting for your business. You won't actually see it, but they're all aggregated, and TGS Insurance has them all available. And once you give your address, when you text the word money to 232323, they are going to, within seconds, have a firm homeowner's quote. And then compare it to what you're paying right now. You may save $400. You may save, the average is $900. You may save $2,000. It really depends on what you're trying to get insured and how long it's been since you've compared rates. You may have the same company you've been with for 12, 13 years, and you just say, man, this is just out of control. It's so high. Wait until you see how much you've been overspending and for how long. Shop your homeowner's rates by going to tgsinsurance.com or texting the word money to 232323.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, waiting on RJ Bell. He's going to be joining us here in just a minute. Did you see this ad by there was a company that put out an ad that says, look, on the side of its truck, don't get vaccinated. It's the Wilmore Funeral Home. But, yeah. Don't get vaccinated. Signed, the Wilmore Funeral Home. There was one that had, you know what? There was a billboard said, or a sign outside said, we will serve the president, Kamala, every liberal. We will not serve any conservative. Signed the funeral, this funeral home. So, yeah, there's jokes out there.
That's just, yeah. I mean, I'm serving whoever pays me money. You got my money? Come on in. Come, you got money?
Mm-hmm.
Come on in. Don't care about your politics. Come get some of this food. Although that is a pretty strong ad. Like, hey, don't get vaccinated. Funeral home.
Signed,
like,
funeral,
wow,
home.
Funeral home? Yeah. That's trying to get real on it.
Yeah, they are. RJ, we're working on getting RJ. Apparently, we're having a problem reaching him, or he's having a problem calling.
He asked me, I got a game. I want him to ask me about San Francisco, Green Bay. I think that one's going to be it.
So far, you gave him love on Minnesota, Arizona over. And you had that one, and you had
Arizona, Tennessee.
Yeah, and you had Arizona, Tennessee the first week as well. You had Arizona beating him, so he's cashing checks because of you. That's for sure. I put something after you were talking about the Arizona, Minnesota over. I put some on that.
Yeah, it's because they just, when I dig into it, there's just from coverage standpoint, it's like Minnesota. See, I think the Raiders. I want to talk today about Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. If you know, hopefully he's going to ask me about that one. I put that out there, sent an email, but that's one to me that's an interesting one too, because I think the Raiders are going to end up being a pretty good team, and Pittsburgh getting beat by the Raiders at home right now looks like a bad thing, but I think in time people are going to come around to, well, the Raiders are a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders were a pretty good team. Like, I think they're 3.5 Pittsburgh. I think that's a very enticing number for Pittsburgh. I'd want to buy it down to 3, but I think that one against Cincinnati.
Without Ben?
He's
got a pec.
Is he for sure out, though?
Oh, he's not for sure out, but yeah. He's got a pectoral problem.
Yeah, but I think
that was the headline this morning.
I think they're going to. Well, also one of the things to talk about is under, because the over under is 43, but Pittsburgh doesn't really allow the run, and Cincinnati's allowing less than 4 yards a carry. Cincinnati's run defense has been pretty stout.
Well, it's not like Pittsburgh can run the ball anyway.
Get it going.
He ain't getting it going.
No, but I think if Ben can play, I think they can move the ball through the air. Even with Ben having a peck issue, I don't think it's really going to matter because I think you can move the ball. But I like it. I like it under.
What if it's Mason out there? Like, really like the under. If it's Mason Rudolph.
Joe Burrow, for the first time, he's playing in front of crowds. Like, all of these second-year quarterbacks, they didn't play in front of crowds last year.
Yeah.
This is their first time that they have hostile crowds. Kind of a something to think about is they're really having their first rookie experiences on the road right now.
Boy, was that you want to talk about a backdoor cover? The Bengals covering 3.5 after three Burrow interceptions? It was awesome.
Unbelievably
it
terrible.
It was awesome.
Terrible second half. Terrible second half line.
That was the best.
By the way, did you see what Chicago's offense? It wasn't good. Like, they didn't throw well. They didn't really do anything against the Bengals. I mean, Joe Burrow really gave them everything. Did you see the numbers? Justin Fields, 6 of 13 for 60 yards and an interception. Sucked. Rookies, Zach Wilson, 4 interceptions.
Terrible.
Sucked. Rookie quarterbacks right now are struggling. It's not easy. Lawrence was better this week, but Lawrence wasn't great this week, and Lawrence, we knew, wasn't that good against the Texans. Andy Dalton was 9 of 11 for 56 yards. I mean, he threw 24 passes for 106 yards. Not good. Offensively, their leading passer had 60 yards, Justin Fields, and their leading rusher, David Montgomery, was 61 yards. The Bengals have some defense. Like, they have some defense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But I think Burrow could struggle a little bit against the Steeler defense. We'll see.
We'll see.
Because TJ Watt's hurt too.
Ben is the big issue there for me. Then it's a for sure under. That thing will go. That'll plummet though. From 43.5, that'll go down to 39.
He has a chance to play, is what they're saying.
TJ Watt.
Yeah.
And you also like the San Francisco game?
Yeah. Let's see what. If he doesn't, yeah. So we'll see if RJ calls. If not, I think that may be him, but we may have to move it. We could get to a break right now and roll over if we want to, but. San Francisco Green Bay has to do a scheme. Both of them can run the football. When you can run the football, that leads to big play action passes. That's long stuff.
Here's AJ.
Let's get our boy AJ in.
All right, pregame.com. AJ is with us here. It's AJ, not RJ. Oh, what's up, AJ? How you doing, pal?
I'm on the text with Lance and RJ to make sure that RJ gets connected.
Is he alive
on Wednesday morning? I don't know. I haven't heard from him this morning either. So
proof of life.
Yeah, I listen. He's not in my office. I can tell you that much. So if there's something wrong with him, Lance did it, not me.
I haven't done anything. Here's a question for you. John and I were talking about this. This guy had a 16 team parlay. It was going to pay over $700,000 on a $25 bet, but the last leg was the Lions money line.
Well, some people are saying it wasn't even a $25 bet. It was a free play.
It was a free play.
It was a free play.
Okay, if it's a free play, what I was thinking was it's easy for us to talk about hedging, but that's not easy to hedge that play. That's not easy to get that much money down and then do it on a money line play where you're laying over 500 on Green Bay. Like, that's not an easy play to hedge.
No, it'd be real easy if you had, you know, Green Bay money line. But,
right.
Yeah, unless you've got, you know, $20,000 in cash laying around, no, it's not an easy way to, it's not an easy game to hedge out of. So, funny on the broadcast, they were talking about, like, oh, you got to do it. Well, most guys who are playing $25 free plays, 15-leg parlays, don't have $20,000 in the bank. They can just walk down to the MGM with and throw down on the Packers.
Yeah, and but how do you pick all those games and you take the Lions?
That's why, to me, you always make the last leg just in case a money line favorite.
Yes.
Because that way your hedge is a money line dog, and it makes it easier.
Well, but I think he was looking for the huge payday, like you said, plus 400.
Still would have been a huge payday with the
Oh,
Packers.
No, you picked 16 games.
But the parlay's way less. Parlay's way less of a payout without the Lions.
What, only 500,000?
or whatever. Picking 16 games, I don't care. Dude picked 15, and then he took the Lions. That just didn't make any sense. Made no sense.
No.
Although Green Bay, I'll tell you this, Green Bay did not look all that good. Now, while we are talking about Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, you don't believe in them. They look like crap in the first half.
They covered, but it was a little tricky. What do you like this week, AJ? Give us a couple games that you really like a lot this week in college football.
In college football?
Yeah.
I'll go with a local game, a Texas game. I was looking at the UTEP-New Mexico game. I know this is exciting to your audience, but I guess money is exciting more than anything. I think the wrong team's favored there, so UTEP off to one of their best starts in a long time. UTEP they're a historically bad program, and New Mexico's not good, but New Mexico shouldn't be an underdog to UTEP. And they beat New Mexico State and Bethune-Cookman, so everyone's riding high that UTEP's got two wins. And New Mexico's coming off getting blanked by the Aggies, and that was just a game where Texas A&M just had too much physicality in the trenches, and they were able to take out Terry Wilson. Terry Wilson, the quarterback for New Mexico, is a grad transfer from Kentucky. He started his career at Oregon, and he's been really – so he's obviously a high-level kid. He's been really good for New Mexico until that Aggie game where it was just – I mean, it was obvious the trenches, it was so lopsided that they couldn't do anything. He's going to be the most talented player on the field on Saturday. So New Mexico right now, you can get him plus 1.5 at UTEP. And then I like Army. I ate bleep, for lack of a better term, last week with Army against UConn. I had minus 34.5. I said, they're going to do whatever they want with this UConn team. And the great thing about betting on service academies is they don't take their foot off the gas because, everything's max effort, max effort. Well, UConn got 8 chances at goal to go, and on the 8th one, they finally got it in, and they beat me by 1.5. So that was disgusting, but I'm back on them. Army is running with a lot more tempo this year than they've been running. Normally, the triple option, you're like, slow team. Now, this year, they're doing it different, and they've been a lot better defensively. And Miami of Ohio, their first game against Cincinnati – Jerome Ford, the Cincinnati running back, had 12 carries for 121 yards. Overall, Cincinnati ran it 31 for 247 and 3 touchdowns. And then they played Minnesota with a backup running back. And that backup running back, Trayshon Potts, 34 carries, 178 yards and 2 touchdowns. And if you can't stop the run, there's really no way to slow down Army. So Army's the 10th best offensive team per PFF through 3 weeks. They've been really good. I'm going to be back on Army.
What do you think about the Arkansas A&M game?
I think that it's a low-scoring game, and I think Arkansas is a live dog. You think back to, like, the last 7 years when these teams have played. 5 of the last 7 games have been one-score games, and 3 of them went to overtime. And then consider how bad Arkansas football has been in the last 7 years. I mean, this is a way better Arkansas team than we've seen in a long time. And it doesn't look like A&M's offense is getting a lot better. I mean, I guess, and maybe you can say it's the Haynes King drop-off, but you'd think if they were
so... They're not blocking, AJ. Their O-line is just not blocking.
That's what I see. And the other thing is, I mean, A&M's defense, listen, best scoring defense, best pass defense in the country, but they're allowing 162 rushing yards per game, and all their game, I mean, besides the Colorado game, all their games have been blowouts where you would think teams aren't even trying to run the football against them, yet somehow they're having all this success if you're running the football. Well, Arkansas's rushed for 282 yards a game. They're going to run the ball. They're 8th best rushing team in the country. So I think Arkansas is a very live underdog here. I think they got a chance to win this game. I think it's a low-scoring game because I think A&M's their offense just stinks. But I think Arkansas has got a chance to actually win this thing.
I think that that line should be 3.5, not 5.5. And I think the over-under should be about 45 instead of 47.5. This is – A&M's not blocking people right now. They're not blocking people. And Arkansas is better schematically with Barry Odom defensively. And then you have a running game where they Sam Pittman will commit to running the football. They're averaging 282 rushing yards a game. Now, A&M is salty defensively, but as AJ mentioned, 162 yards rushing, and their linebackers do make some mistakes from gap fit standpoint, and that's the same thing that happened to Texas. Texas got gashed because they didn't scheme it up.
Let's not forget Rice led Arkansas in the fourth quarter.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Week one.
Well,
right?
didn't it take A&M like six quarters to score a point against Colorado? So, I mean, there's flaws on both those teams, certainly.
Yep. That's AJ. Hey, good talking to you, man. How's Vegas?
It's Vegas-y, man. It's hot. Actually, today it was like the coolest morning in a long time. It was like 68 degrees or something like that. So it was different, but it's good, man. It's a lot of work, obviously, football season, but I'm having a good time.
Do you miss White Magic?
Do I what?
Do you miss White Magic?
Yeah, I think about him every day, Lance.
Hey,
Texans getting blown out this week?
Yep.
I think it's not going to be good.
Good luck with Davis Mills.
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to look something like
28-10.
Yeah.
So you're telling me Sam Darnold is worlds better than Davis Mills?
I think Sam Darnold is going to be 3-0 against the number.
Yeah. Sam Darnold is a cover machine.
I think he'll be 3-0 against the number. But you know what? You know who's a cover? Oh. Sam Darnold's a cover machine? The Texans are a cover machine.
Yeah they are.
By the way, did you want to vomit?
What a great draft pick.
But did you want to vomit? I know you had Alabama just like me. Did you want to vomit when you saw how easy it was for Bama and then Bill O'Brien pulled on the emergency brakes in the second half on the offense?
Dude, listen, my play on that game was Alabama team total over. And for whatever reason, he popped the parachute at halftime and was like, well, whatever Florida does, we're coasting in here. I hate Bill O'Brien with my soul.
but there was before that game, too, though. 9:45, AJ, we appreciate it, man. Tell RJ, hey.
All right, man.
All right, here's AJ Hoffman right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. And should students ride to school on a party bus with stripper poles? That's going to be the question.
Well, I answered too quick.
Well, yeah. The answer is, well, it is the answer, though.
Or is it? What do you mean by students?
Well,
tell me later.
Well, we will.
Tell me later.
We will have that on the
I'll tell you
other
now
side.
About Texas Custom Patios. If you go to tcplance.com, I'm going to go there. This is an example. It's the most engagement I've ever had with any social media post. I put it on Facebook. It had like 700 likes. People just went crazy over this. And it's because, I'll tell you why, it's because you can see this at your house. They actually do the after first and then the before second. But when you see the before, you know, you'll see the space there. And I thought, well, the roof line feels like you could do something here. I had no idea what Texas Custom Patios was going to do. I had no idea that they were going to be able to build what they built. And if you go to tcplance.com, it will take you right there. It'll show you the fire pit they added. It'll show you the columns with the stone that they have that the columns sit on. They put the stereo system, the speakers in the roof. They've got a gable roof, and they attached it onto my home with the metal, the aluminum or the metal roof that was already on the house. They were able to match that. They added new gutters and new drainage there to really improve everything in the backyard. I mean, they do amazing work. Outdoor patios, outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces, sunrooms, room additions, and they are an award winner every single year here in the state of Texas, the best in the state, and they're right here in Houston. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com to set up your free consultation today.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
HRP is the subject now. What is your business? How big is your business? Is it 15 people or more? Is it can be interstate. You can go from state to state because HRP will learn the state's whatever regulations, whatever taxation, whatever you have to do over there, or your HRO might be different in another state, all of these things. But HR&P can handle national companies, so that's not a problem. If you are somebody that is not completely satisfied with the payroll company that you have right now, HR&P is ours, and we love them. And I'm going to tell you this. You'll go with HR&P, and then you ain't going back. We got with HR&P, I don't know how many years ago, after we were dissatisfied with our payroll company, our initial payroll company, because we grew as a business and they wouldn't grow with us. They said, no, this is what you pay. That is it. No, that's not what HR&P does. They customize for your business. And if you grow, they grow with you. All you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. So Lance, apparently Kevion Hooks was arrested. According to Tulsa police, a victim stated that Hooks came up to him with a large metal spike, and he took the victim's backpack and also took the victim's prosthetic leg.
Oh, man.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, police were able to apprehend him when they found Kevion Hooks with the victim's leg strapped to his head.
Let me do this, Norm McDonald. And police found him when he had a fake leg on his head. And then Kevion Hooks had a leg... And not even a human leg, what do you call it there? A leg on his head there. Yeah. And the police found it. It's hard to hide from police when you have a, what do you call it, a fake leg on your head.
Prosthetic.
Yeah, prosthetic. What do you call it on your head?
So apparently there's a bus driver shortage in Boston. So the school had to find a way for the kids to get to on their field trip. So what they rented was a party bus. Complete with a stripper pole and neon lights.
What?
Do you think that your children would want to go to their field trip on with a stripper pole?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's just better, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes. I'm pretty sure it's
answer is yes, Steve.
A couple.
Show me yes.
You never tried to feel up a girl at the back of the bus on the way to the field trip?
No, you're getting creepy now, Aaron.
Did you do that last week?
I don't know.
Did you do that in Mrs. Grant's second grade class? No.
Not second grade. These were like eighth graders.
Apparently,
you're telling me you were trying to get to second base in eighth grade.
And a bar owner apparently has kicked out a couple for refusing to obey the no masks allowed rule.
Okay, so it's the other way.
That's right. They got kicked out of the bar because they put their masks on.
So the script got flipped.
Yeah, that's right. How ironic was that, that they got kicked out of the bar because they were wearing masks? That's not that ironic. So, Lance, have you ever been to a baby shower?
Yes.
Have you ever been
it's a blessing.
To a baby shower that erupted in gunfire in three shots?
Now, once again, I have not.
So apparently they had an argument over the gifts for the baby.
Okay.
And the argument broke out.
Where did this happen?
This happened in Lower Burrell, northeast of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
A suspect was taken in. A 23-year-old man, a 19-year-old woman, and a 16-year-old boy were all shot. Apparently, police said they believe the family argument broke out over presents turned physical before the shooter took out a semi-automatic a handgun and started firing.
So the shots rang out.
It was literally, no, and people were shot. Three were shot.
So shots rang out.
At a baby shower in an argument over.
All right.
I've never been that
it's about time.
Excited about gifts for the baby that I'd have to, you know, open up gunfire. Apparently, there's a Russian Popeye. But
what does that mean?
So he's an MMA fighter out of Russia, but apparently he injected his arms with petroleum jelly.
Yeah.
And he's on the verge of dying.
Well,
if he doesn't get the petroleum jelly, look at it. Look at
it. How cool.
Mm.
How cool. It looks totally natural, too. His whole body is pasty white, and he's got these red, inflamed arms. Like,
Look at me, big muscle. Can you believe how big muscle I have now?
Yeah. No, I can't believe it.
I just don't. Yeah.
Yuli.
He does look like, it looks like Popeye, though. It really
does. He tells
a
girl to touch it. She wants to squeeze it, and it, like, rushes the other side.
Dude, don't put, here's a lesson for everybody today. Don't fill your arms with petroleum jelly, or you'll die. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Charlie, you got Davis Mills tomorrow night?
For what?
Plus 7.5.
Oh. Is that a first half number?
No, that's a game number.
Yeah, no, I'm in sync with you guys. 27-10, something like that. But this is good. Remember, in the big picture, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Lose, be spunky, be the frisky Texans.
Find out.
Give it the old college try with all their guys playing hard on one-year contracts and pick very highly in the draft.
And find out what you got with Davis Mills. It's a little earlier than you wanted to do.
It is, and he'll be unduly, harshly judged too early, but that's part of the fun. The guy didn't even start a full season's worth of college games.
Right.
Now here he is, the man for the Texans for the next month. Just a quick follow on O'Brien follies. If you caught the stat during the game, O'Brien's the first guy to manage to have Alabama go 3 and out, 3 consecutive possessions since 2017.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
When it comes to dumbing it down, he's a genius.
22 straight games of 400 yards or more. He shut that one down. And the first play caller to go 3 and out 3 times. Now, Bryce Young has to, he's the quarterback. He takes some of those responsibilities, too. It's just more fun for us to talk about Bill O'Brien.
Oh, no, it's Bill O'Brien. It's all Bill O'Brien. And 9:57, we're done. No, you're not done yet.
I'm not done because I want to tell you about the 4th annual Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC Car Show and Food Truck Expo going on out in Angleton. That's going to take place October 9th. That's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get out there. Check out these amazing cars and trucks that they have, classic cars and trucks that are going to be on display. They're incredible. If you're a car aficionado or a classic car and truck aficionado, this is going to be your spot. It's better than even you're thinking it's going to be. It's really amazing. Bring your kids out. Bring your brother, or your brother-in-law, whoever it is that's your friends from work. You guys get out there. They're also going to have some awesome food selections from a variety of food trucks that are going to be out there. And you can enter into silent auctions for Carlos Correa signed memorabilia. So great cars, great trucks, food trucks, Carlos Correa memorabilia, and much, much more. It's all October 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at a Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. For more information, go to LanceZCars.com. Up next, Charlie Polillo. Have a great day, everybody. And on and on and on. 'Cause we're gonna be legends. Gonna get their attention.
What we're doing here ain't just scary. Bye, bitch. This is Carlos Correa, all-star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.